Happy New Year, Martin.
Yeah, I actually for once know what you're talking about and know that you're not talking complete and utter nonsense.
Like...
Yeah.
For once.
Yeah. Happy New Year. Yeah, new Eurovision year, which is when all the... Why is September the start of the Eurovision year?
Well, listen, we'll get into that in the episode, Martin, because there is a reason. There, it's not just a random month that they pick. There is an actual reason to it. We'll get into that. We'll go more into some Maneskin controversy as well. Lots more to talk about on this edition of Nullpoix.
Nullpoix is shameful.
Nullpoix is lack of respect for Euros.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
Shame that they must be feeling.
Nullpoix is no fun.
Yes, welcome once again to this celebration of the Eurovision Song Contest with myself, Martin, and Laura. We
Hello.
Don't know everything about the Eurovision Song
we
Contest.
We really do not.
My goodness. We haven't got a blinking clue, but we're trying to... Well, we do have a small amount of clue,
yeah,
but we're trying to find out more. And we're trying to, yeah, just celebrate the contest, really. And that's what this is all about. Trying to bring you some of the stuff that's going on and be a bit silly as well. Speaking of which, later on, Cress is having a go at Flop the Eurobop. But just, this is kind of boring information, but basically I left the Flop the Bop theme tune on a hard drive somewhere and I haven't got
just
it with
leave
me.
Leave it on
so.
A train.
Basically, I left it on a train. So we're going to have to do an impromptu kind of spontaneous version of it in just a little bit. But anyway, that's to come later. We'll explain all about that if you're new to the podcast and you don't know what on earth we're talking about.
Nope.
First, though, big thank you to everybody who's been supporting us on Patreon. We launched this a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's been so great to see the response. So many people just dropping us a quid here or there just to kind of go towards running the podcast, and it's so kind of you. Thank you to Peter GD, who's given us a very special one-off donation.
Thank you.
And to Jem and to Theo and to Richard and to Emma and to all the people who've been supporting us on Patreon. It is really so kind of you, and we can't thank you enough.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. As we say, we're obviously not doing this for money. It's we just like, we'd be doing this anyway, but it is helpful to help us run the podcast. And quickly, I'll tell you, it's literally just patreon.com/Nullpoix, NULPOINTS, if you want to join.
To the Eurovision New Year then, and I was saying, why? Because everybody celebrates, well, I don't know what they do to celebrate. I don't know if there's like a party popper or something, but this is the start of the Eurovision New Year. But why? Because the contest is in May. So what's all that about?
That's right. Well, it's the first day of the new Eurovision season. So basically, the 1st of September is the date which confirmed all potential Eurovision 2023 entries can be released without being disqualified from Eurovision. So that's what it means. That's why it's sort of seen as a Eurovision New Year, because it's the start of the new season.
Right. And so what does that mean for what is now going to happen from this point? Because it's all kicking off now.
Yeah.
The fun starts here, baby.
That's what it means. It's now people can sort of start the selection process or start saying who they've got representing them. Greece, for example, they're inviting submissions. This is kind of not to do with the Eurovision New Year, but it's sort of they're doing it now because the new year has started. They've invited submissions from record labels for their Eurovision 2023 act, which is kind of what the UK has been doing for the past sort of couple of years. So they're kind of going on the UK route. They're using an internal selection process, but the broadcaster ERT is calling on record labels to basically submit bids on behalf of their artists.
Now, I can't help but thinking that all of this means that nobody actually has a blinking clue about how best to go about writing a good Eurovision song, because they just follow the technique of whoever won or did well the last time.
And pretty much, yes.
So everyone's like, oh yeah, you want to get the public to decide. The public should be the people to choose. You should have a selection process that lasts weeks and weeks where the public vote. And then somebody does well because they got a record company in, and then they're like, aha, I always knew it. The way to do it is to get a record company in. And so nobody really has the formula. We're all just making it up as we go along.
Pretty much. I mean, as with this podcast, to be honest. But yes, so that's what Greece is doing. The Netherlands is going to internally select who they want to represent them. They're going to have a selection committee, and they're going to meet in the first week of September to review submissions. Apparently they've got last year they had about nearly 400 entries for the Netherlands, and I'm sure it's going to be pretty similar this year as well. So that's how they're going to do it. I mean, I think they did quite well last year. I thought S10 would have done better. S10.
Yeah.
I think everyone, when we were there in Turin, really enjoyed her song, but didn't do quite as well as we were suspecting.
Yeah, I mean, you say that. I wasn't that bothered about the song, and so therefore was quite surprised when
right.
it seemed to do really well amongst the audiences watching on the big screens as we were there, and lots of people seemed to be talking about it, and that kind of it surprised me in just because of the song, not
yeah.
because I know there was a lot of stuff, exciting stuff about her, wasn't there, that people really latched on to, but the song itself surprised me. But yeah, I was quite surprised at the time.
And finally, Malta has announced, and you'll love this, Martin, it's expanding its sort of contest. It does a public national selection. Last year that had 22 songs in it, resulting in Emma Muscat's Out of Sight song, but that was then dropped. That song was then dropped Aww. Because it had negative reviews. I mean, Emma Muscat obviously did still go on to sing for Malta, but how many songs do you think the national selection process is going to have this year for Malta, Martin?
So there was 22.
Yes.
So there's now, well, 26?
40.
Oh, no. Come on, lads.
So 40 songs across four quarterfinals. There'll be a professional jury and they'll evaluate all the submissions. They'll narrow that field to 40.
40? 40 is basically yeah. the population of Malta.
Sorry, Malta, that's obviously not true at all. The 40 songs will be put into four quarterfinals with 10 songs in each. The top 24 will pass to the semi-final. And then the top 16 will make the final.
A final of 16, which is almost the same number yeah. as they started off with last year. Oh, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
This can't be the answer.
And that'll go on across January and February, the grand final on the 11th of February. But yeah, what do you make of that, Martin?
I just think everyone in Malta is really bored. They've had to come up with a way of getting right, what's old Mrs. Miggins down the pie shop doing? Oh, she's not doing anything. Right, get her involved as one of the 40. We need yeah. to make up the numbers. And then what's everyone else doing? Well, now they're January and February sorted out. They're having to blink in watch 40 entries to decide who's going.
Well,
it's
even
just
more.
Too much.
Yeah, it does seem like quite a lot. 22, as if 22 wasn't enough, but there you go. That's what they're going to be doing. I can't see that happening for the UK. It sounds like they're going to stick with TAP, aren't they? They're going to just, they're not going to go down the sort of public selection route again, I don't think.
This is Noel Poir, your Eurovision fan podcast. I was walking in Wales the other day, a few days ago.
I thought you were going to go to song there. It started a bit.
No, so Rachel and I were walking in Wales, and we went up this large hill, and it's called Penivan, right? That's
yeah.
It's the tallest peak in southern Britain. But just along from Penivan, there's another hill, which has quite a controversial name. It's called Fanny Big.
Ah!
Fanny Big. And the reason... there's no reason for mentioning it.
No, I was going to say.
Other than just to say Fanny Big. Right. But what I wanted to do was make a comparison of controversy in my own personal walking exploits and controversy in the world of Eurovision once again, because
yeah.
our old friends Måneskin,
yeah.
winners for Italy 2 years ago, two-ish years ago, they're still in the news. They're still getting up to mischief.
Yeah, they are. They are. Bless them. Well, so basically, remember there was all this controversy about them ditching Reading Festival and Leeds Festival for the VMAs, the MTV Video Music Awards, because they were performing, and a lot of people saying, well, maybe the managers chose that, or, you know, it's a bit rubbish of them to have like ditched the festival in such a short notice. But, you know, they did win something. They did win a VMA for I Want to Be Your Slave. So I guess it was that probably could have been, they probably were told they were going to win something, and that was probably another reason why they decided they want to go. But that's not the controversial bit. And this isn't really to do with them, but when they well, I mean, it is in the sense that they were they had quite a naughty performance, Martin, at the VMAs as well. They performed Supermodel, and there was a lot on show. Let's say Victoria,
little Janet Jackson moment.
There was a little nip slip, yes. she was covering them up with little silver discs, and MTV
silver
discs.
Oh, discs. Sorry,
discs.
Yep. Discs.
Yes, discs. And a little people, some people were annoyed that MTV kept cutting away, basically, and did not want to see it. A lot of people were tweeting. We got one person said, Måneskin deserved an apology from MTV for censoring their VMA performance. From the little I saw, it was the best performance of the night.
I wonder why.
No, I think they meant they were just a good performance. People were just a little bit annoyed it got censored. And equally, I can kind of understand. I don't know. I don't know. It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because MTV should have known that's what they were going to be doing. So, and maybe made something of it a bit more rather than just being like, oh God, we can't show this. It's like, but it's Måneskin. You must have known they were going to do this.
Yeah. And presumably they'd had a rehearsal.
Exactly, and I guess maybe it was because the disc slipped.
The disc slipped, and
it was just pure nipple. So that could have been why they were like, "Oh lordy, let's not show that." So people a little bit like, "Well, come on, it's 2022. Is this such a big deal? We
Why can't you get your nips out?
Yeah. Why can't you show it? But otherwise, they did pretty well. They won the award, and I think a lot of people liked their performance. So I guess they're probably not going to be annoyed that they missed out on Reading and Leeds.
I was just going to say, probably worth missing a festival for if you can show your boobs.
Why is my phone going there? Sorry, apologies.
Who's on the line?
Never mind. We'll leave that.
Who's on the line?
What do you mean on the line? That's such a radio thing to say.
Who's on line one?
Who's on line one? No, it's just my cousin. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to know what your cousin is up to.
Thinks about Eurovision. He's not really into it. He's Irish, and they've not done that well of late. So yeah.
Okay. Well, Cress, look, this podcast is all about sharing things in our personal lives. It's not anything to do with the.
No, it's not really anything to do with Eurovision.
Right. Anyway, I just shared a thing about my personal life, and you didn't even pick up on it. You just let it go by.
What, that you walked up a hill?
Well, I told you who I walked up a hill with, but you weren't listening. Yeah. So never mind.
No, I was listening. Okay. What am I supposed to? What was I supposed to say about that?
I don't know.
Well done, you walked up a hill with Rachel.
Yeah, but just doesn't care at all. This shit doesn't give a shiny. Right, time for the new feature, which is proving quite a hit.
It is.
Proving quite a hit. I have lost the theme tune to it. It's on a train. It's not on a train.
It's not on a train,
but I just haven't got it. So I'm going to have to do the theme tune, but I'll have to do it a cappella. This is the bit of the podcast where one of us sings a Eurovision song really badly and the other one has to guess what that Eurovision song is. It does have a theme tune. Now, I'll go flop and then you go a floppity floppity.
Oh, God. Do I have to? Okay.
Yes, you do. Ready? Here we go. Flop.
Floppity floppity.
Flop.
Floppity floppity.
Flop.
How many times are we
just
doing
three,
this?
Three.
Floppity floppity.
Flop that Euro bop.
Yoga, 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 hoy.
Awful. Right. Your go. Sing a Eurovision song really badly, and I will attempt to guess what it is.
I think you'll get this one quite easily, actually, but.
Oh, Oh.
See, it's not as easy. Like when you know it, but it is harder on the other side, I think. I could give you a clue, but...
Well, just, I'm going to want it again in a moment, and then I'll take the clue if I can't get it. If you know it now, pause the podcast, send us an email, nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com, and tell me what you think it is.
Yes.
Do it now, okay?
Or if you're on Patreon, write it on our little notes.
Yeah, okay. Give it me again, Chris.
The problem is, I'll have to do it again. It might be slightly different this time.
That's okay. That might give me a bit of a clue. I feel like I've heard it before.
Yeah, I think you will have. You definitely will have. You know it. I could give you a little clue if you want.
Okay, give me a little clue.
It's relating to the news we were talking about, not Måneskin. It's slightly related. The song title is kind of related to what we were talking about.
Oh, something to do with Malta?
No.
Oh.
To do with the 1st of September and what that is.
Oh. Mm. Is it the one that goes, Happy New Year, Happy New Year? Is that a Eurovision song?
No!
Oh, it's an ABBA song. It's an ABBA song. It's an ABBA song called Happy New Year. It's vaguely Eurovision related, but it's not a Eurovision song.
What? And I'm sure they don't go, Happy New Year!
They do!
Happy New Year!
That's how it goes. Okay. Yeah, something to do with... Is it Johnny Logan? Is it Johnny Logan's song?
Yeah.
What's it? What's Another Year? What's Another Year? Hey!
What's another year for someone who's lost everything that he owns?
Congrats, you got it. You see, it's not as easy as you think. It is, it is tricky. And that's not... like that isn't too an obscure one, but maybe I just sang it so badly.
You did sing it badly.
That you couldn't
but
get
that is the feature, to be fair.
Yes, it is.
If you think you can do better or... perhaps worse, actually, then you can get involved in this as well. We do want to hear from you, and we'll tell you how you can get in touch very, very soon, actually, on this particular feature, which is called... let's not do the theme tuning again. It's called Flop That Eurobop, and
Flop
I'll have a go next.
Eurobop.
I think we need to change it to that because that's the theme tune that I recorded earlier.
Right, okay. Flop That Eurobop then, okay?
Yeah.
Fine.
Flop That Eurobop. Okay, to your correspondence now.
Yes.
And thank you so much for getting in touch. On Patreons, we've got lots of... but we don't have loads of Patreoners, but we have some very exclusive Patreoners who are the Null Pointers.
I reckon
that's what you become, the Null Pointers. If you want to get involved in on Patreon.
Yes, and the good thing, as well as if you do subscribe, obviously you get these episodes at least 24 hours earlier than everyone else, but you also get to kind of just, we have our own kind of little private chats on there, and we did ask our patrons if they've got a Flop the Eurobop. I think Jem said he's got one up his sleeve. He might be sending us one for that, so that'd be great. Richard, on the previous Flop the Eurobop, said he got it on the first clue, says one of my favourites, and not bad for a German entry. If you remember, it was Lena.
Oh, Satellite.
And Martin, you had a bit of a thing for Lena, didn't you?
I did have a bit of a thing. I think it was all that talk of blue underwear that she references in the song.
Well, so thank you very much. Well done, Richard, for getting it the first time. Let us know if did you get mine on the first time as well. Of course, we're on Twitter as well. We are at Poir Null on Twitter. And Blue Zone was saying the podcast they listened to about Eurovision, and we were one of them. They then go on to say, personally, I prefer for you to stick to live streams over podcasts, as it holds my attention more seeing your beautiful faces.
We haven't ever done a live stream.
No, well, we've done. We do have YouTube, though.
Oh,
so
we do have YouTube. Did you know this,
Martin? We have a YouTube channel, and it's called, we are literally called Null Poir on YouTube, and This is a silly episode this time, isn't it? Yeah, and it is. We're called Nullpois on YouTube, and it's basically where, rather than us doing the podcast live, it's us discussing previous acts that got Nullpois, and we react to it and we decide if it. We should do more of those at some point, but there's quite a few up there already. We did react to James Newman, and we reacted to Gemini as well, but other, not just UK entries. We've done Norway quite a few times because they got a couple of Nullpois. I know, and Germany. So yeah, Blue Zone would prefer if we did maybe a live stream podcast as well. Blue Zone, I don't know if you know what you're getting into. I mean, it's a lot of editing for poor Martin. That bit will go out as well.
Yeah, yeah, well, also a live stream podcast is it's just the radio, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think they're saying on video so they can see your beautiful faces.
Oh, I
faces.
See.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't
okay.
want that.
You don't.
God,
you
it's
don't.
A load of old you... guff. Lots yeah. of things go out the window. But thank you very much, Blue Zone, for listening. We really appreciate that. Do get in touch with us on Twitter. We're also on Instagram, Nullpois Podcast on Instagram. And as Martin said, we've got email. We're on nullpoispodcast@gmail.com. If you want to tell us whether you got my flop, that you're a bop a bit quicker, what do you think about Måneskin? Should they have been censored? And have you celebrated Eurovision New Year? What have you been doing? Let us know.
What amusingly named hill have you walked up recently? And who did you walk up it with?
Someone called Rachel.
Yeah. Don't have to give any details though on that. Just have to know about.
No, we just want to know the hill. We're just interested in the hill.
That's all we want to know about.
That's all we care about.
Right. Thank you very much for listening, for making it through this, let's
well
be honest,
done.
Nonsense edition
Bravo.
Of Nullpois. It's been another one of those ones where we've just gone a little
Sometimes
bit mad.
We do have content, we promise. But yeah, thank you for listening.
Not today, yeah. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll see you again on another edition of Nullpois. So the names of the hills were Penny Van,
yes,
the Cribbin,
yeah,
and Fanny Big. Big Fanny. Fanny Big.
Why did they... They could have picked anything. Why did they call it that? As for, did you go up Fanny Big?
I'd... No. I'd never get up Fanny Big.